Hi, this is Ron Amatron. This is Monday, and Creation Lightship Healing, and it's the 12th of July. So let's do an emotional clearing, and here we go. Go back a couple of days here. Think of a situation that you dealt with. We'll clear that from you. So here we go. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And I heard we had a couple callers waiting to come on, so I'll get our co-host on today, which is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody out there in BBS land. So I guess we're going to jump straight to the first caller. So who is out there today? Hello,
well,
hello.
That's me.
Hi. Who's this?
I'm Beverly Kay. I'm a psychic and a numerologist from Mequon, Wisconsin.
Beverly. Okay. Hi, Beverly.
And I saw your beautiful, beautiful page, web page, and it was just very, very, very interesting. I could identify with so much information on that web page, but I have a question.
Sure.
For 2 weeks, I've been under, like, a psychic attack. How do you get released from something like this?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. I have two sessions, maybe actually three.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is I have a location which is under self-empowerment. And the cost for that is, I'm trying to think here.
I think it's $50 for the 6 weeks, Ron.
Yeah, so 6 weeks for $50. So what you do is you go on there, and you have probably, I'm guessing, about 30 or so, maybe more, less than 40, okay, situations that we have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those could be used for that, okay?
Okay.
Where you're, you know, dealing with somebody. But the main thing is the second drop-down box is it your thoughts creating a problem, somebody else's thoughts, is it spells, witchcraft, hexes, alien stuff. So people go into that and have a wonderful time. And it's designed for somebody who's kind of stuck in their life, okay? So that's one way. Another way you can deal with it is if it's a person giving you a psychic attack, I have a session which would be under the personal online healings, and then I have underneath that it would be dark side practitioner. I think that's page back.
Now it's not one person. This is like several different people.
Several.
And I made a mistake because what I did, I healed the one woman's leg. I know God works for me, but she had a big hole in her leg.
Yes.
because it was closed up the next day. She's mad at me. So now I'm sorry. I guess I screwed up.
Oh geez.
Yeah. I thought it was doing her a favor. She had this big hole in her leg. They operated on her leg, and they screwed the operation up. And then he reoperated, and then he left a big hole in her leg. And then I said, hey,
wow,
you know, I'll pray for you. And it closed up the next day. So that's a public prayer.
That's very nice. I would say probably the dark side practitioner might be the one to go on because you can put people's names in there. Do you have any other suggestions, Carrie?
What about courting, since you know who it is?
Well, it's who I think it is. I mean, intuitively, I think this is the person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what happens is the people that use these energies are tapping into an energetic pool that you can't see.
Okay.
And they can be somebody who has very, very little skill or somebody who is a big-time practitioner doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get the same results.
I have a question,
the main
too.
Thing is to get rid of the pool of energy.
Yeah,
if you know a person's name, that's one way.
Yeah.
But just by entering into their, into the box there on either one of those, you could probably clear yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a question, too. What do you do, Ron, when someone like my son is against the work that I do? And I'm a minister. I've been doing it for, 38 years now. And so I know I could probably put his name in the box, too. You know, so he really is against doing this kind of work, but I have to do it. It's my calling. I have to do it.
Yeah, that's the dark side practitioner clearing. That's what it's for, is to get people's energy off of you that either believe that you're doing something wrong or they want to change your life or interfere with you. So anything that deals with, your free choice being taken away from you is what that clearing is for, and it can go back into the past.
Okay. Now, how do I get this program?
It's a dark side practitioner. It's under a whole lifetime clearing.
Okay, that's whole lifetime.
Yeah, if it happened to be dealing with alien stuff, then there's an alien attack page, but it sounds like it's more people doing this to you.
Mm-hmm, right, right. They're trying, but they're not going to make it.
Yeah, yeah. The cheaper clearing would be the one that you did the self-empowerment one on, but that's
mm-hmm.
more of issues for yourself, okay?
Okay.
You know, like, you know, I have a situation. There's all different types of things. If you were to look at the page, you know, most people relate to probably two-thirds of the information there.
Okay.
The dark side practitioner is for people who are under attack by people's thoughts connecting to them.
Mm-hmm. That's
they agree with
what
you,
I mean.
Or they don't agree, or whatever. If they're just sending you energetic, you know, energy to you, then that's considered that.
Okay.
So I would probably get on
your...
that clearing. A lot of people
yeah.
have that.
Could I get that from your web page, then?
Yeah, it's on the website. It's under
okay.
Personal whole lifetime clearings. And then you go maybe the third page, a list of different clearings there, and
okay.
just scroll down until you find it there.
Okay, and honey, how much does it cost for that?
I'm not 100% sure right now. I think it's the whole lifetime, I think it's $200 to clear you out of all these energies.
Okay.
And then you can go on the unlimited. It could be 150, but I'm not sure. But the unlimited, I would get after that, which is $50, so you can go on it any time you wish to get it cleared
okay.
out of you.
Okay.
And you
then
can leave the light beam up for 8 hours of time at night in case they attack you at night.
Okay. And I could get that that fee from the webpage, right?
Yeah, it's on there. You can use PayPal, and it's helped a lot of people out. I have a lot of people who are dealing with just energies from, you know, maybe South America,
mm-hmm.
energies from Africa, and other things like that, that are very deadly, and they get on there, and it helps them out.
Okay. Now, is it possible to get into your mailbox? Because when I called several times, it was, of course, full. But is it ever possible to get on or, say, into your mailbox?
Yeah, just send me an email.
Okay, and what is the email address?
CreationLightship
okay.
at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, gotcha.
I just had one come through here. On let's see here. Just curious, is your prefix 262?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I try to call you then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I did have it here, and it
okay.
rang about 10 times, and I just
okay,
stepped
now
in.
That's
I saw it on my caller ID here.
Yeah,
so.
Let me go back, because now that's called Creation what? Light?
CreationLightship.com.
Lightship.
And the email is CreationLightship at Yahoo.
At Yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, that'd be the email, yes.
That's the email. Okay, thank you very
much.
And
you want to go under whole lifetime clearings, personal whole lifetime clearings.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of free clearings online, too, that you can check out. You can go to the drop-down box in the very top of the page, which is in green, and listen to a few of the BBS shows. And
well, I did the emergency clearing.
Emergency one is designed for people that all of a sudden they get a phone call that something awful has happened,
mm-hmm.
and they're completely stressed. We do have the new clearing up, too, which is free, which is the overwhelm clearing also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Overwhelmed, but you know, you might just to go through and check out all the free clearings
mm-hmm.
and just see how they work, because they're wonderful.
Well, it sounds really good, and I picked the healer, which was of course Jesus Christ. You know, so
huh?
I went to that last night.
Oh, wonderful!
And that seemed to help today, because
oh, yes.
I couldn't even walk. I mean, I couldn't even walk with a cane. I couldn't walk. My right leg went out, and it was terrible. I was in, the pain was. Incredible, you know, and then it's like, I don't know, they put me on some kind of electronic board, which is kind of incredible, and they did, it was a little morphine, you know, type of setup, and it resonated to that, so I guess it gave me a shot of that frequency, you know, and it really helped a lot, because, I mean, now I can walk before I couldn't even walk.
Right.
So there are a lot of good things out there, and you're doing a fantastic job yourself, and God bless you. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Carrie, turn it back over to you again. Thank you
okay.
for calling, Beverly.
Yeah, and Beverly, if you're still listening, there's a new psychic billboard clearing that might be good. It's very inexpensive. It's just $20. And maybe you could go into that and try figuring out what psychic billboard you might have up. And, Ron, you can explain this a little further in a sec. And Brett is also asking for an explanation on this clearing so that you're not attracting people who want to hurt you anymore. So do you want to say anything more about that clearing, Ron?
we just got a beep, so we'll do that
yeah.
in a second. So we got a beeper out there. So who else is online?
This is Rosemary, and I called to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was facing orthopedic surgery, and oh, my gosh. And we got it down to a 2, and then it was gone the next day. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Then I sat down and prayerfully and said, you know, this happened because I'm just gosh darn fragmented. So what can I do about being gosh darn fragmented?
Okay. That's first thing is most people don't know that they're fragmented, okay, or that
mm-hmm.
they're not here. Fragmented could be a little different, but we'll just say that they don't know that they're not here and they don't know about their spirit energy. So
mm-hmm.
what you can do as a test is you can pinch yourself, but some people say they can't feel the pinching. And that because they're under a robotic program, which we'll be putting up on the website, robotic mechanical stuff. But if you do pinch yourself, you don't want to become black and blue, okay? So the pinch, you just kind of get your awareness up so that you go, oh, man, well, something's happening here. And then your spirit will pop more into your body. You can also, like, slap your hand, which will kind of alert your spirit to come back into you. And you can always do, I now increase my life force energy.
Okay.
Do that about 10 times, and that'll bring you into your body. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah,
and it'll be
I'm,
the parts of you that can be here. You also may want to do an entity clearing, too. That would help you out immensely also.
Okay,
so,
entity clearing.
You know, the entity clearings, I have a long one online for your whole lifetime. I do have
I
one
think
for
I want
blood.
To do that one.
I have
How
one
much
for,
is that?
The blood clearing just came up, alien blood barcode.
Okay.
I think it's $100. With an unlimited on it for 50, but if you came on to our 8-hour calls that we're doing for 28 hours of healing starting, you know, next weekend, then that healing is free to you for the month, basically, maybe 3 weeks or so. But
my first memories was being 2 years old and being hung upside down by my heels and being beaten.
Oh, boy.
And so, it's a wonder to the grace of God that I actually survived as a human child that childhood. And it didn't get better, much better from there between the two of them. And there's nothing but love for them, but I just want my wholeness and my heart and my now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what you want to do then, we have a Be Here Now clearing also, you know, which you
okay.
can go on there. That's a pre-clearing. So a lot of the clearings on there, the website is divided off, we'll say, into different types of situations, okay? There's a lot of pre-clearings that get you back into the present moment to have your spirit come with you. The ones that I charge for are ones that will make your life better. And those are the ones that are designed to get rid of your cellular memory in certain situations. And that's why we have the whole lifetime clearing to clean you out so that your spirit can be more with you throughout your whole life. Just clearing something right now that's bothering you might be wonderful. You might say, oh, this is great, I feel good, but what about all those minutes going back to when you were born? Remember, every minute you deal with something. So that's why we have the whole lifetime clearings. And the most important one to have is the emotional. That
emotional.
One is wonderful.
Okay.
And that will clear away your past judgments, situations, interaction with people that was basically negative with you so that you can look back upon your life and say, okay, I've been there, done that, I can move on.
That's the whole thing. I have no desire to recall it, readdress it, or just heal it and move and go.
Yeah, that's what the clearings do. They're all one-time clearings. And that's what I did earlier as an emotional clearing. I went back, you know, a few days for people. And the emotional clearing puts you right back into the moment. And it gets rid of that past energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Also, I can go on the website and I can do that?
Yes, you can. It's under personal online healings, and the cost for that one is $5 times your physical age. And if you happen to be over 60, then the years over 60 are free. So the most is free.
Wow.
But
that's
it's
a bargain.
A one-time clearing, and it puts you right into your whole baggage of this lifetime, about 95% of it's released. And that's it. I get people who call me up who are been going to psychiatrists for years, and they still have their problem, and they have this clearing, and that stuff's all released from them.
Yeah, because I've been to healers before, and you know, and they said, this is happening because you've been very evil in a past life, and you're going, I don't do the blame game. I just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I just kind of healed. Okay, thank you so much. I will go and arrange for that, and you're going to have an 8-hour healing thing this weekend then?
Yeah, what I have this coming weekend, the 17th, starts the 4-hour Ascension one. I do every
mm-hmm.
month normally. I didn't do it last month, but it's normally on the third Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday we're doing an 8-hour call, which is getting rid of the alien life forms that people have in them that they cannot see. And you go into quarantine outside of the light ship, and they work with you. We have an 8-hour call, so we have 3 back-to-back 8-hour Sundays. And it's just a wonderful experience because you start feeling lighter because these things are out of you. The typical condition for people would be they may have a lot of fat on their body, which is the waste products of these alien critters. Another thing is that they actually, people say, yeah, I feel this pain or something moving inside of me. And or maybe they go to a practitioner and they work on maybe their right ear, and all of a sudden their left toe hurts, you know. And
mm-hmm.
You know, these things do crawl around. And once you have once you're on one of these calls, you're a believer. If you want to sample some, just go to the website on the very top in the green drop down box. We have 2 shows from BBS on there. The dates of the shows, which aren't listed, but the dates are 11:30. Let me think here. I think it's 08 and 10:10:09. And both of those shows, we released alien critters from people.
Good. I will take that in and do that then. Thank you. You know, I remember one time I asked. I felt the creepy crawly, and I went to a doctor, and he tried to lock me up in a psych ward, and I just immediately said, "Nope, not going there." But I knew it was something that wasn't me, but I didn't know how to deal with it. Thank you for the website. Thank you for the love. And thank you for the courage that you live every day.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye, and I'll let someone else be on the line.
Blessings.
Blessings, bye.
So we'll put Carrie back on again. This is nice.
Yeah.
The last show, I think we had continuous callers on, so that was nice. So
yeah, that was the luxury of the loss of the fast chat. No one could type in, so everyone called. I just put the number back up on the fast chat, so if anyone else wants to call today, it's 888-815-9756. So we've got 3 people right now, Ron, on the fast chat asking about the billboard clearing, and I'll just tell you their questions, and then you can bundle it into one answer. Kimberly is asking if the billboard clearing is permanent when you do it, and I guess put in your new billboard and take your old one off. Is that permanent? And Brett is just asking for some more explanation about what that clearing is. And then Clarity is saying, let me just find it real quick. Oh, the billboard clearing uses mind energy, ? So she wants some more clarification on that.
Yeah, great. Okay. Yes, it does use mind energy. So let me describe that to you. Remember, your physical body, since it's living physically here on this planet, and working with your spirit, so your body and your spirit get together, and they use your soul family to do your spiritual contracts and agreements. Okay, so I think you can probably follow me so far. So these agreements typically are normally a negative situation because you never caught on to a problem that your body has had in the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is your body gets frustrated because you have a condition that could possibly kill you at a later age, so it wants to get it solved when you're still young, we'll say, to get this energy out of your energetic field. But we don't understand that. So we wonder why things keep happening to us, or you see something happening outside of yourself all the time, not realizing that that situation is stored also inside of you because your psychic billboard is saying, hey, we'll say that hypothetically that somebody has a toe problem, okay? So throughout their life, they're going to see people typically having a toe problem because in their psychic billboard is transmitting, I have a toe problem, so bring people to me with a toe problem. So all of a sudden, maybe as 20 or 30 years goes by, you know, your body says, man, this person is really dense. I brought to them maybe, you know, 250 people so far. They didn't catch on to this here, so I'm now going to translate on the billboard because they didn't get it. Please run over my toe with the tire of a car. So all of a sudden, you're trying to be a good Samaritan to somebody. Maybe their car's on the side of the road. They need help jacking the car up. Maybe it's the opposite sex. You know, you're a man, we'll say. Hypothetically, we'll just say you're a man and a woman's out there, and you say, I'm going to help this woman. So you jack the car up, and somehow an accident happens, which is already pre-planned, okay, for you. Remember, your natal chart has these things also probably stored in it somewhere. But regardless, the tire now falls on your toe, and maybe you, you know, break your toe. And you think, well, how could something like this ever happen to me? I'm doing this lady a favor, and I'm a nice person, but this happened to me. Well, that's what happens. So does it use mind energy? Yes, it does use mind energy, because the mind energy is what's being attracted to you. It can also be used for heart energy, but most people are not living in their heart center. So the mind energy is what's being transmitted mainly. Also the heart, but, you know, how many people are going to read it heart to heart? You're probably not going to do it that way. So typically, the billboard you want to have eliminated, or not necessarily eliminated completely, but you want to have it reprogrammed. So you want to have what you're dealing with. So if you look at your life right now, and you write down maybe a half a dozen things that's bothering you, okay, reoccurring things, it's probably because on your psychic billboard, it's maybe saying, I'm in fear of this here, I don't need to have it, don't bring it upon me. Or it's saying, you know, please, you know, give me this negative situation to occur in my life. So if you write down what you're dealing with, then chances are when you release it, this is what the billboard clearing is for, it'll take away the imprinting of what's on there, and you can change it to something else. Whether you want to use the same theme, that's up to you. Maybe, for instance, you're having problems with a bill, okay? So all of a sudden, you don't have enough money to pay this bill. So that's probably being transmitted up there, too. So you could change it. Instead of saying, I don't have money for the bill, you can say, I now am bringing to myself money to pay this bill. So it works that way, too. Or maybe you just don't care about it. You just want it out of your life. But you have to look at your body also. So see what you're dealing with and realize that somewhere in your body you have this stored energy which is creating the situation. That's how the billboard clearing is used, is to get rid of the negative stuff that you kept recycling because your body is transmitted to everybody around you. Remember, if there's no people around you, you would not have any problems, okay, because you'd not be typically living in mind energy because how are you going to interface with people? So people here live in mind energy versus heart energy. It'd be nice if everybody did live in their heart, then you have no judgment. But because of the judgment and the mind energy, which is brought to us by the aliens, this is where we all live. And it's very disconcerting, but that's the way life is here. So the billboard clearing is to change your current reality. Now the next question is, if I change it right now, is it going to stay up there? Well, you have to keep probably checking it. Find out if the issue is released. Maybe you may want to do the clearing each day. I have it on an unlimited, so you can do that. So that's kind of the main thing, is that you may want to check it, maybe check it once a week, and just get, you know, to change your life with this here. The people that can read it heart to heart will automatically know that you may need some help with something, and then you may have that help also. And the heart-to-heart energy does not work with your soul family, where the billboard probably will. And that's where you get your spiritual setups and agreements from your soul family. And they're normally negative. You know, I don't know if anybody out there is listening who goes and plays the lottery each week and wins it, okay? That'd be a very positive thing, I think, for most of the listeners here. You know, you'd probably be very, very ecstatic, you know, if you did or could do that. You know, even if you won it, won $100 or more, you know, each week by playing it, well, that would be very nice, but that's probably not in on your billboard. It may be saying that I cannot win this lottery, okay? And that's what's interfering with that, possibly, okay? Just kind of throwing that out to you. So If everybody's life is good listening to this here, then your billboard is going, working perfectly for you, and you may not want to change it. But if you're having situations, then you may want to change the billboard. Oh, did I answer all the questions, Carrie, do you think?
Well, it looks like I misunderstood Kimberly's question, and what she's asking actually is, can the billboard itself be removed, not just the messages on it? So can we be without a billboard? And it seems to me that if we were, we wouldn't be able to. It seems this is how we manifest, part of how we manifest. So can we get rid of it completely?
I don't know. If you eliminated the billboard, boy, you could try that. I don't know how you would draw things into your life, because
yeah.
Most people are not heart-based, okay? So if you have no way to transmit a situation that you want to deal with in your life, negative or positively, and people are not in their heart center, are they going to come to you? I just don't know on that one, because we're living, you know, with mind energy here.
An interesting question.
Remember the secret that came out, you know, how your thoughts control your reality. You put it out to, you know, the universe of darkness, and you bring in these energies to you. And this is the way it works. So once you're in the mind energy, which is where the billboard basically works, it's you can get out of it, but are you going to be able to manifest, okay? Because the manifestations here are mainly through the mind. And so I don't know how to answer that one. I would say it'd be nice to get rid of it. You might try it and see if you can just turn it off, turn off your billboard, and just see how things work in your life. You're probably going to feel completely separate from everybody around here if you do that. And you may not be able to make any connections that you'd want to do, possibly. I could be wrong, but that's just my thought on that there. So I have mentioned to it initially that the billboard will work with the light of the darkness energy to bring stuff into your life, because you have it anyway. So you might as well change it to something positive, to bring a positive thing, if you can do that versus a negative. So I hope I didn't get too, I hope I'm not confusing too many people out there.
No, it's an interesting question that Kimberly has. So basically you're saying we have a billboard for our mind and we have a separate one for our heart, and if we were in our hearts all the time, we'd be using that one, but we're not. Is that what you're saying? We kind of have two?
Yeah, in a sense, and the one probably that would draw stuff to you with the heart energy, you know, it would be probably more difficult to use that. Not that you can't use it, but most people don't even know they have a spirit, so they're not going to be connected from heart to heart, okay?
Right.
So, you know, if the church has taught about heart energy and spirit energy, then it'd probably be a wonderful thing to use, but I don't know if it could be actually used here on this planet at this time, because people are still connected to mind energy.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm saying. So the reason why I put it up is because we have a way to work with the dark side. We have a way to change that billboard, and it also goes along with your natal chart. So we have a way to change it to give something, a different result for us to experience. Everybody's going to be reading it psychically. You know, you go to a psychic reader, that's how they read you. They read your billboard, okay?
Yeah.
They can tell you what's set in place for you. And if you know that, then you can change it. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. We have a tool that we can use from the darkness. It's already there, given to us freely, and we're able to now change what it says so that we can still work in the darkness system, which I hate to even mention, but this is the way it is right now. And we can change and bring a positive, you know, result into our life by playing in their rules, okay, and playing in their game of the sandbox, because we're already living it anyway.
Right. Brett's asking what's the difference between the billboard clearing and the spiritual contract clearing, because I think you mentioned at the beginning of your explanation of the billboard that our spiritual contracts are kind of involved in what's on our billboard. So what would be the difference?
Yeah, your soul family that you go to after you leave the earth here, which people could talk about maybe or claim as heaven, or else I'll just make it a little differently, the other side. Well, that's the light of the darkness. So you go there, and they will bring forth maybe your parents, grandparents, and people who have had a near-death experience. We'll talk about it quite openly about how wonderful it is. but that's still in the light of the darkness. And so when you, after you leave that and you get your spirit cleaned off, then you're in your soul family, then you make your agreements for this lifetime. And so that's how that works. I'm putting up possibly a soul family type of clearing to get these things off of people. Right now we're looking at it to see how it's going to fly here. I do one where I take you out of that completely with the 4-in-1 clearing, which gives you your twin flame energy to you, your home base, which is like your soul family, but in the light, and take away 13 planets, and then also take you out of the soul family contracts and agreements. So we're doing maybe part of that to give people some help with these contracts too, which kind of goes along with the billboard clearing. But the whole thing is your soul family is where you go to after you leave here. This is where you came from before you came here. Some people have remembrances of meeting people, I'll use on the other side, which is the light of the darkness in the soul family area. You know people that you've incarnated with completely. A lot of people have that knowing. They'll see somebody and go, yeah, I remember you from a past life. Well, that's probably somebody from your soul family. So they're quite large. And everybody has typically different ones, but your contracts that you have in this lifetime are typically from people that are in that, because you can communicate instantly to those people. And also, they can also, since they have the same frequency of the incarnation process here on the earth, these people can, like entities, come directly into your body. So if you were to ask for help on something, maybe physical, to lift something up in the air, automatically you could bring in somebody from your soul family or a bunch of these spirits, we'll call them, that are living here. They can come right to you because you have that same spirit resonance upon the incarnation here. And these are the ones that know you. And also people from your soul family, if you needed to have a organ transplant, if you had somebody from your soul family, then it would probably actually work inside of your body. I can't guarantee that, but it has the same resonance of the incarnation process, even though the spirits are all unique and separate. But that's one of the codes that you have. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Do we have any callers coming up here, I wonder?
I don't know. I know we were told we had two at the beginning, and then we heard a third beep, so I don't know if there's somebody that's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Is anybody there still? Probably not, huh? Well, Kimberly has another question. She's asking, are the light beings willing to reverse any of our upside-down bodies tonight? So that might be
we could do that.
Crash landing.
Yeah, so let's first get our spirits and our body correctly. So here we go. I'm going to count to five. You're going to be out of your body momentarily. You probably won't realize it. And then we're going to come back in properly. So here we go. Remember, your body could be backwards inside of you. I mean, your spirit could be backwards. It could be sideways. Could be twisted slightly. So here we go. I'm going to count to five to get your spirit properly in your body. And you should probably be able to see better. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And now we're going to do a clearing, which is the magnetic body. So we'll just do this one here. Then we'll do twisted bodies. So we have many bodies that we call magnetic bodies, and they change. Okay, these bodies are part of our energetic bodies, and somehow the darkness turns them inside of us. So if you can just kind of maybe just think of looking down maybe telephone poles or fences, maybe out in the countryside, and you look down them, and they all look nice and straight, okay? That's because they're all in alignment. And the magnetic bodies are clearing. What that does, it moves these so that they are in that proper alignment. So we'll do a clearing for one of your magnetic bodies, or a magnetic body clearing for one of your energetic bodies. Okay, I want to get that stated properly. So I was talking to you about these bodies are turned from left to right, and the dark side does this so that you cannot connect to them for healing. So we'll take one of these bodies. Your spirit will find out which one it is. And we'll turn it back 100 degrees from where it is right now. So if you happen to have a body that's only 100 degrees off, it will be fixed. And if it's 150 degrees off, then it'll still be 50 degrees off, but 100 degrees will still make you feel better. This is up to your spirit to select which one you need. And here we go. We're going to take this and turn it. You're actually going to feel probably the inside of your body move. So here we go. So going back from 100 degrees to 90, might feel a little dizzy, might feel the inside of you actually move. 80 degrees, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 2, there we go. We'll just say the 0 there. So, wow. Oh, I'm yawning. Oh, man. So that's a 100-degree change with one of your bodies. I'll do one other body for you. The same thing here. So 100 degrees. And if you feel this, it means that you have a problem, which everybody probably does. So here we go. 100 degrees. This is your second body. 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20. I'm yawning. 10 and 0. Okay. Well, now we're going to take these bodies, number one body, number two body, and we're going to go to the same body that we did initially, and this is called the twisted body. And here we go. We're going to change that now for you. Remember that just turning them is one thing, but actually twist them like a corkscrew is something else. So the whole body gets turned properly, and when we finish the clearings, and I work with people to do this, but they can be twisted too. So here we go. Number one body, this is a twisted portion of that body. So 100 degrees, 90, down and again, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0. And second body now, the twisted portion of that. 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0. Okay, wow. Now we got to see if these bodies are upside down. These are reversed, okay? So body number one. Here we go, everybody. I'm going to count to 10 to correct that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second body. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that'd be like if you're upside down on these bodies. So back to you, Carrie. Well, let's see. I don't hear her, so maybe there's some kind of problem. Do we have a caller online, I wonder? I thought maybe we were told by Seth we have a caller. So anybody out there? Okay, doesn't sound like it. Let me try to read the fast chat here. Let's see here.
Brett has a question.
Great, okay. You're on. Great, okay.
He's asking, oh, I'm hearing myself back. Are you hearing
me? You sound good here, though.
Okay. Brett is asking, what is the current Earth Spirit integration percentage, and how does that affect what type of billboard, mental or heart-based, I guess what type of billboard we have?
Well, that's a good question. The spirit's probably, I know it's over 12% right now, so I'll say that. The how the spirit affects the billboard, that's very interesting. Remember that the spirit gives you free choice, free will, too, like the light does. So it's up to you to get out of the mind energy, because it never created it. It doesn't want mind energy here. So it doesn't necessarily, enforce, your psychic billboard or it will allow it to be because it's a creation that is here that people wish to tap into. Even though it may not have been created by people, it's still an alien usefulness sign by your soul family and by your body to get healing. So you must remember that if you want to have a healing done, then it's much easier to tune into your body to find out what your problem is rather than having a big whammy put over you, you know? So that's kind of the way it works. So I hope I answered that question. So back to you, okay. Carrie.
All right. Let's see. I don't see any more questions right now on the FOS chat, so if anybody wants to call in, the number again is 888-815-9756. And, Ron, maybe we can talk a little bit more about the robotic clearing, because I know you're still looking for some help from people in putting that together. So maybe we can do a little sample on that, and then you can talk a little about what you need from people to help you put this clearing together for the website. Are you there?
Yeah. I see one from Kimberly about the sibling clearing. That should be out pretty soon here. I'll have to check on that because we have one for parents, for mother, father, and also we have one for, you know, your siblings to get those energies released from you. Remember, this is how your parents, maybe brothers and sisters, wish to control you because you're not conforming to the way they think you should be. So I'll be checking on that to get that clearing up if it's not up right now. Okay, so let's see here. What were you saying again? I'm trying to read the fast chat here.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that question, Kimberly. I don't think there are any other questions that we haven't covered right now.
A lot of questions. Okay, I'm in the moment.
No, that's fine. So just if you want to do a sample of the robotic clearing, and then if you want to talk a little bit about what you are trying to get from people to help you put that site together, because I know you were asking for information, and this you still haven't quite received enough from people of what they'd like to have put on this.
Yeah, okay, so the robotic mechanical clearing, we've all seen movies that deal with robotic parts inside of people, and the skin looks real. Well, there's also energies that connect to you that are robotic that are in, that we found so far, very heavily in the fifth and sixth dimension, using that term. On the light shift, there's no such thing as dimension, but here we have those. Maybe the aliens wanted to divide things off into dimensions here. But anything above the third, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension has these robotic energies there. This is where they want to take people for ascension now, is into, like, typically the fourth or fifth. So what it is, it's this energetic hologram that gets placed over you. And the hologram can make you have repetitive speech patterns. It can make your body walk differently. It can program you. So what we're going to do now is work with your legs. So this will be a way that you can kind of figure out if one of these is bothering you. So remember, there's more than one race doing this here, so just releasing one of these doesn't mean that it's going to be gone for good. Remember, they're all competing for you, and maybe they put you on a, you know, on an auction table, and the highest bidder each day, you know, gets to you, you know. So something out there probably has master control over you, but aside from that, you know, there's thousands of alien races who would like to take your energy. So here we go. We're going to work with your legs. So I'll count to 10 as we take away the energy that's imprinted on you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, pretty heavy clearing. 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, there we go. So you might want to get up and walk around and just see how you're feeling. And I see a question here from Clarity about the billboard clearing, about can... hard to read. All I see is a bunch of letters.
Can we
here,
use it to get into a relationship, she's asking.
Okay. That's what it's basically used for. Remember, you're going to be drawing somebody to you that wants to use you because you want to use them, and this is the way relationships work. It's kind of, I'm talking about this in a different frame of reference here. So what happens is when somebody's drawn into your life because of your psychic billboard, like attracts like, or, you know, different degrees of likeness, then that person will be using you, and you're going to be using them to get what you're missing inside of yourself. And once you finally draw out of that person all that information, or you feel fulfilled by them giving you this energy that you're lacking in yourself, then you're going to look for somebody else. So, yes, the psychic billboard will do that. This is why I highly recommend having an emotional clearing. Because, see, they're going to be reading all of your past baggage. So what happened to you in your life that was awful, okay? You know, maybe there's some kind of abuse issue there in your life. So you can be drawing somebody to you who's going to abuse you. Well, the emotional clearing can help you get rid of probably 95% of that. So this is why you're not going to be drawing somebody from your past into your life. This is why I recommend that healing so much. And that's the one that we start off with. So that's kind of how that works. So the billboard could draw that person into your life. So this is why they say, well, you know, I have the same situation in my life with each partner. Well, why is that? It's because you haven't cleaned out your emotional baggage. And that's what you have to do. So a lot of people, and mainly I deal with women more than men, but men are coming around a lot now. But basically, most women say, you know, I'm not going to get a man because I already have my clearing done, my emotional clearing. And if they're willing to have an emotional clearing to be with me, then, you know, they can pay for it themselves and they can do the clearing. If they don't want to get rid of their emotional baggage, I don't want to deal with them with all of their maybe three wives they had in the past or whatever and all their issues, because they're just going to be coming into my life with their baggage and I don't want to deal with it. And this is the way it is. You see, you're going to be drawing a better partner to you if you have the emotional clearing. And you can also do it for them online. So I think I heard a beep there. So we have somebody out there.
Larry.
Hello.
I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I'm familiar.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question, Ron.
Yes.
And I was wondering, when the people in the graveyard, when they have resurrected a number of months ago, it takes them a lot longer to heal because they've been on the light ship for a number of months and months for healing. But when we ascend, we're going to be healed right away. Can you explain the difference between one and the other?
Yes, okay. That's a good question. Yeah, the light ship took away, I don't know, probably a year and a half ago, all the energy from the graveyards. Okay, that happened, I think, in October of last year. No, maybe the year before last. Yeah, last year, I think. No, that would be maybe a year and a half away. Okay. So anyway, what happened was is that the spirits that were in the graveyards that were had a Christian belief were waiting for Jesus to come to save them, to take him away, we'll just say to heaven, to kind of be very general here. So the light ship came and took all those spirits out of all the graveyards on this planet that were waiting for Jesus to come, and they're no longer there. In fact, all the spirits that were there anyway are no longer there. So, and this is spirits that would be looking out of their eyes, okay? They may have also taken away the emotional bodies that they were sticking around the graveyard. So if you go to a graveyard now, you're going to notice that there's no energy there, just like walking on regular land. You're going to be able to see the headstones, the tombstones, you know, and whatever's there is there, but you're not going to feel like ghost energy there. Okay, so they're now gone. They're now in the healing process, and they're probably on their home base waiting to possibly incarnate. Now, for us living here, we have a body, and our body needs a spirit. So we typically cannot just abandon the body unless you were to die tomorrow. Then what you want to get is your spirit barcode so you don't get trapped into the light of the darkness and go into your soul family. But we'll just say that we're all planning to live for quite a while here. So we're now in our body and waiting for the ascension period to start. And what happens is the spirit then will go through the ascension, and so will the body, if the body is prepared to do that. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, is releasing people as a state from their sins, and their sins are their genetic programming. This is why we have the emotional clearing and many other ones. Same thing Jesus did 2,000 years ago to clean the body out so the body is not dense. So basically, on the ascension time, that's the basic difference, is that you're in your body, and the body can go, if it's cleaned out enough, to house your spirit over again in the next incarnation, which will be with the earth spirit, because you have to go where the earth spirit is going, which is eighth-dimensional reality as of right now. And remember, that can be changed, because the light always works in the now. If you're new to the program, that's the difference. The light works in the now, no predictions, and the darkness has predictions, has control over everything, and it wants to conquer and control everything, including you. So it looks like our show is probably about over here. So, I guess I'll be saying blessings to all of you. We have...
We have about 5 minutes left.
We do have five? Okay, so, okay, I'll just get
yeah.
it. On Wednesday. So go ahead, Carrie.
Well, they mentioned that we could go a couple of minutes over. So, Larry, did that answer your question?
Can I get a quick healing then on the mind area? When I get into the sun and I do a little work, I get fatigued. Can I get some more resistance in the mental area?
Hmm. Interesting. What we'll do is a sun clearing. Remember, the sun that we see right now in our lifetime may not be real, okay? I don't want to get too far out here, but remember, what you see with your eyes closed is real. What you see with your eyes open may not be. Remember, they can produce holograms. So here we go. We'll take away some of the sun energy here. And you could possibly even have a past life where maybe you had a sunstroke or something. And your body now is coming to you saying, hey, like I said earlier on the psychic billboard, maybe the sun's reading that, saying to give you a problem with, maybe fatigue, mental awareness when you get overheated. So this could be a past life thing. So here we go, Larry. I'll count to 10 to release some of this energy from the sun from you, which could be a program, a mind program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. Hopefully that'll help you, Larry.
Yes, so thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome. And what I will say, we're having, again, this coming Friday, our Q&A, and it will be after the BBS show on Friday on Station 2. And it'll be about 8 o'clock Pacific time, which would be 11 o'clock Eastern. And we have a call-in number for that. I'll give it to you right now if you need that, if you're not going to be listening to BBS and want to come on the Q&A call. We do some healings on it. I mainly like it to be for newcomers to talk about what they need to know about the light ship. So the phone number is for this Friday, 646-519-5800. PIN number 9009. So it's 646-519-5800. PIN number 9009. It'll be this Friday at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time after the BBS program on Station 2. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Well, I think we have about 2 minutes left. So, would you like to activate the light being so people can have that up for a little while after the show is over, perhaps?
Good idea. So, scroll down on your monitor screen about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Underneath the blinking flower, and we'll energize the light beam. Here we'll bring in some male energies here. So here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
So you should feel your room a little bit electric right now. And the light bean I'll leave up for the next hour. So and straight up on the hour, the light bean will go away. You should feel the energy coming off the light bean right now. So this is great. So enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Have a conference call coming up in a half an hour, which we do every Monday. It's a one-hour lightship healing. It's $20, and we go to the lightship physically. We're bi-located, and they work with us. So if you're going to be on the call, I'll see you then. If not, then we'll see you probably, hopefully, next Wednesday on BBS. And our show on Wednesday is at 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So, well, bye and blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.